Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. The European Central Bank has increased pressure on the financial system in Greece, a day after the Greek people rejected the terms of an international bailout. The ECB refused to increase emergency lending to Greek banks and ordered them to provide more security for existing emergency loans. Mark Lowen reports from Athens.
Greek banks are on life support, and without a deal with Greece's creditors, their days are numbered. The European Central Bank has decided to continue its emergency funding, but not to increase the level, putting pressure on the Greek government to reach an agreement with the Eurozone so as to shore up banks. Perhaps progress will come tomorrow at a Eurozone summit, where Greece's Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras will present new reforms after the Eurozone's demands were rejected in the referendum.
Banks in Greece will remain closed until Wednesday. The leaders of France and Germany have called for an urgent resolution to the debt crisis, not just for Greece, but for the whole of Europe. A Greek government minister, George Katrougalos, told the BBC that debt relief would be essential in any new plans.
We're ready to make concessions, provided that some kind of debt relief is also on the table. The IMF has said clearly that the Greek debt is not sustainable. Either we are going to have an agreement of the type like all the other times, which clearly is an impasse, or we are going to have a compromise that would include also some kind of debt relief.
Parliament in Hungary has passed new legislation giving the government powers to close the country's borders to all migrants. It also approved the construction of a 4-metre-high razor wire fence along the border with Serbia. Addressing Parliament in Budapest before the vote, the Foreign Minister, Péter Ciotto, said Hungary was trying to deal with a huge influx of migrants.
As of last night, 71,871 illegal border crossings were registered this year, nearly all of which happened on the border between Hungary and Serbia. This underlines that within the European Union, Hungary bears the greatest pressure of illegal immigration.
Foreign ministers from Iran and six world powers have been meeting in the Austrian capital Vienna to try to reach a final agreement on Tehran's nuclear program before Tuesday night. An earlier deadline for a deal was missed last week. Both sides have said there are points that still need to be resolved, but an agreement is possible. New rules have come into force in Brazil aimed at limiting the very high number of cesarean births. The rules oblige hospitals to inform women about the risks and to sign a consent form before opting for a cesarean. Doctors will also have to justify why a cesarean birth was necessary. 85% of all births in Brazilian private hospitals and cesareans, and in public hospitals the figure is 45%. World news from the BBC. President Obama says the American-led coalition is intensifying its fight against Islamic State militants in Syria, but it will require a long campaign to defeat them. The president had been meeting top military officials at the Pentagon in Washington, from where Gary O'Donoghue reports.
It's highly unusual for the president to travel to the Pentagon for such briefings, and it will be seen as a vote of confidence, not just in the military's ability to defeat IS, but also in his new Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter. But the president's message was largely unchanged. The jihadists will not be beaten anytime soon, and when they are, it is vital that the void they leave behind is filled with good local governance and proper security.
The Nigerian military says it's released more than 180 people it detained on suspicion of having links to the Islamist group Boko Haram. A military spokesman said those released had been screened to ensure they were innocent. A United Nations panel has called for further investigations into the plane crash in 1961 that killed the UN Secretary General Doug Hammarskjöld. Our UN correspondent Nick Bryant has the details.
Doug Hammarskjöld was killed in a plane crash while on his way to broker a peace deal in what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo. And there have long been theories that his aircraft was targeted deliberately. The United Nations inquiry has ruled out hijacking as the cause of the crash, and also put to rest claims that the Swedish diplomat was assassinated after the plane had come down. But it did call for further investigation into new information on the possibility that the plane had been shot down following an aerial attack over what's now Zambia.
The authorities in Canada are deploying more than 1,000 troops to help fight wildfires in the western province of Saskatchewan. The fires have forced the evacuation of around 13,000 people and are threatening several remote towns. BBC News.